Today, Be'ezah Hashem, we learn Daf Zayin of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. Some of the topics we learned about today include a list of items for that which Rosh Chodesh Nisan serves as Rosh Hashanah, the proclaiming of leap years, and which month is added to achieve this. Bringing karbanah specifically from the newly donated shkalim from Rosh Chodesh Nisan and on. How to determine terms of a rental contract as it relates to calculating a year. Various opinions regarding which date is considered Rosh Hashanah for Ma'aser Behema. Some of the key topics and concepts we learned about include Bechir, the firstborn male of an ox, goat, or sheep, has Kedushas Bechir, and it must be given to a kohen. It cannot be redeemed. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, if the animal had no mum, no blemish, the Bechir is brought as a carbon during its first year. If the animal had a blemish, it was slaughtered and eaten during its first year as it is considered mum and kohen. Today, when there is no Beis HaMikdash, a kohen must take care of the Bechir until it develops a mum. Alternatively, he may sell it, even if it has no mum, to a non-kohen, who may then eat it after it develops a mum. Truma Shkalim. The Mishnah in Shkalim states, Be'echad be'adr mashmin al Shkalim. That starting from Rosh Chodesh Adar, a drive was initiated by Bezdin to have Yidden donate their annual Machzah Shekel contribution to the Beis HaMikdash. These coins were collected in a special chamber in the Beis HaMikdash and were used to help purchase the Karbonas Tzibur, such as the daily Karbonas Tamidim. Beginning Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the new funds were used for the purchase of that year's karbanas. Karban Omer, a karban mincha brought on the second day of Pesach. Shtei Alechem, on Shavuos, two loaves of fine wheat were brought as a public karban together with two lambs. Yovel, the year after the seven Shemitah cycles of 7 years each is called the Yovel year. All Jewish slaves are set free, and all properties that were sold since the previous Yovel year are returned to their original owners. On Yom Kippur of the Yovel year, Bezdin blows a shofar to proclaim that the time has come to set free all of the slaves.